Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Here Be Monsters Radio. Tonight, it's a partnership with Aramar DeFeo as we're going to do an on-air ceremony in celebration of Samhain or All Hallows. With us this evening are, I'm sorry folks, getting my notes together here. With us this evening is Ruth Ann Amar DeFeo, Nicole Tomasini, and Davron Michaels, and Mike Sedlick. Have I got us all together?
Yes, you
I think so. And everyone?
Everybody.
And I'm Gwendolyn Barry, and we're going to bring you a celebration of what we call Samhain in many traditions of Celt. There are so many different traditions that celebrate a final harvest and a day of the dead. And it's about honoring our ancestors primarily. What we're doing is we are saying goodbye to the last of the light, and we're looking towards the dark of winter. And we're remembering all of our ancestors who've come before us, and we're calling on our own light within to ignite through the dark of the winter. This is 2016, and Samhain was yesterday, but it's good enough today to still celebrate, and we invite you to join in. And now, I also wanted to begin this celebration this evening with a moment of light and unification of all light workers and all kindred spirits to send out to our brothers and sisters among the nations and all of the other people who have joined them, who may or may not be among the nations, but they're there as water protectors out in North Dakota at Standing Rock. So if we could just take one moment here to focus ourselves on sending, and I'll tell you, I do this every day. I send light out there to the area, and it just happens. I draw light from the heart of heaven. I bring it down through the moon or the sun, and I send it out there. And you know that it always forms a white light teepee over the whole area. Now, isn't that odd, ladies and gentlemen? Not so odd.
Not so
but
odd.
The teepee is what I see. And you can use your own skills and creativity, but it's white light protection and solidarity and the intention of awareness and action on the part of our leadership to come to the aid and to help all of the water protectors and to bring this up on a national level so that things are made right. So that's the intention, that's the prayer. And it's a simple, simple little meditation. It's a simple moment. And it lends so much energy to helping them out there stand, make their stand. We are standing with them above if we can't be below. But below in our own stead, we are too. So that's my moment for Standing Rock. And
oh,
while we're visualizing, let's just visualize us to start with. Mike's in California. Nick and Davron are in New York. Gwen's in Florida, and I'm in Illinois. So just see the line stretching out from person to person. And then just visualize the light getting bigger and bigger and going around the world, because we have people listening all around. So let's put all our listeners in a circle. And I love this time. This was the Samhain, the Black Moon, Day of the Dead, All Souls Day, All Saints Day. Diwali was started on Sunday. And what else? What am I missing?
I think you got most of it.
Did I get most of them in there? I mean, this
yeah.
time, I don't know when it's been quite this many things all at once. I love it. So
absolutely. Along with one of the craziest election seasons we've seen in years.
Well,
it's been a tumultuous
right,
and fun-filled October. Absolutely.
Yeah, they said October surprise, you guys. So, yes.
Yeah.
So I'll just start in calling to the east. I call upon the element of air coming to us from the east, bringing us wisdom, intuition, psychic abilities, and the powers of communication. At this time, when the veil is the thinnest, we ask for all of these qualities to manifest for each of us. Show us the way to utilize them as we connect with those who have gone before. Air, we welcome you.
Hail and Mocha.
Hail and Mocha.
Yeah.
I call upon the element of the South, which is fire. Fire to ignite the passions in us, and to be able to invoke passion in others as we continue on. May all of the ancestors who are only willing to come and help us in our undertaking for this ritual, I bid thee hail and welcome.
Hail,
hail
and
welcome.
In the West, I would call the watchtower in the form of the Archangel Gabriel to come and join us and to stand guard and to invite the undying, the elements, and to call upon the elements of the West, water that gives us life, water that keeps us nourished and satisfied and cleansed, water that is life on our planet. I call with respect and I call with hearty welcome to the element of the West. Please come and stand with us. Well, hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Guardians of the North, rulers of the element of Earth, join us this night and lend us your powers of stability. Lend us your powers of growth. Now, at this time, as you begin to go dormant for another season, having worked hard throughout the warmer month, go now in peace. Come now as you enter your period of peace, your period of slumber, your period of well-earned rest. Join us at this time when the veil is the thinnest, and help us empower our right this night. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. I ask the goddess, the cosmic mother, to join us in our circle tonight. Envelop us in your loving embrace. Shine your radiance of day, cradle us in your mystery of night. Abundance is your essence. Blessings flow from you limitlessly. Your universe is harmony and balance. Within each of us, the goddess is alive. And I ask the goddess to be with us tonight in love and light. So be it.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it.
I also ask the god to join us in our circle tonight. The god who goes by many names, the lord of the winds, the lord of the hunt, the stag, the stallion, the goat, the bull, the guardian of the gate, the green man, spirit of the wood. Come and be welcome here with your strength and optimism and courage. We invite you to our circle. Guard us, teach us, and bless us. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
To those who have come before me, come, my father's father's father. Stand beside me, protect me. Keep my resolve for the good in my life. Lend me the strength of kindness over violence, the ability to count coups and not to hate in this turbulent world, and to inspire a peaceful vision that allows my arrows to hit their mark. Come to me, my mother's mother's mothers. Fill me with the wisdom that allows me to be one with nature, to inspire my companions and family to respect all life and nurture closeness with all worlds, to guide my creative and intuitive gifts, and to place love as my highest purpose in life. Let nature's transitions inspire me through the darkness to be reborn with the returning sun. So mote it be.
So mote it be. I think now we have a meditation to connect us to the ancestors. Am I right, Dave?
Yes. You are.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Yes, indeed. All right. So I want everyone to relax. We're going to do a brief meditation to connect with our ancestors. At this time of Samhain, the veil is the thinnest. It's an excellent time to communicate with our ancestors, and by ancestors, those could be people who are departed, those could be people who are still alive, but who have deep meaning to us. They could be people from this life, they could be people from other lives, they could be beings who have never lived on this earth, but with whom you communicate. But this is the best time of year for reaching out and for connecting, for reflecting, for remembering, and to begin to, as we head into the dark period, take stock of all that we have accomplished, all that we have learned, all that we have earned in life, and reevaluate where we wish to go. Not anew, but always remembering those things that we've brought forth from our ancestors. And to that end, we're going to do a brief guided meditation. So I want everyone to relax and get comfortable and close your eyes. And I want you to listen. And I want you to visualize along as we speak. At this time of Samhain, the final harvest, join us in this meditation to help ground and center us, help honor our ancestors, and help open channels of communication with our ancestors, higher power, and within ourselves, particularly those higher aspects of ourselves. Close your eyes and breathe in deeply. And breathe out slowly. Breathe in and exhale. Breathe in and breathe out and relax. Let all of the excess energy of the day, of the month, and of the year flow out of you and down into the earth. Deep, deep down into the earth, send all of this energy, any excess energy within you, send it out and down deep, deep into the earth. Feel this energy draining from you. feel yourself growing more calm, more relaxed, more comfortable. Feel all of your tensions, your cares, and your worries seeping away. You are calm. You are peaceful. You are relaxed. Breathe in deeply and breathe out. In and out and relax. Good. Now I want you to visualize yourself standing in a beautiful forest, lush and green as dusk begins to fall. In front of you, you see the mouth of a very large cave. Its opening is a deep, wide, black chasm in the night, in the deepening dark. For within this cave, you hear a voice calling out to you softly. It is a calm and soothing and yet oddly familiar voice, and it makes you feel warm and safe and relaxed. Somehow you know that you can trust this voice. The voice is summoning you to enter the cave. Come to me. Join me. Hear me now. Despite the darkness and the unknown, you feel drawn to enter the cave and to follow this voice. You enter the cave. The voice calls upon you to continue, to proceed deeper and deeper and deeper into its depths. As you follow the voice, you notice that it is not completely dark. A soft, translucent, luminescent glow emanates from the darkness, from some unknown source, allowing you to see a tunnel winding deeper and deeper into the cave, down and down into the earth. Follow this tunnel. Follow the voice which drifts ahead of you, going deeper into the cave and deeper. Eventually, you see ahead of you the warm glow of a fire flickering on the stone walls. Continue your journey and head towards the warm glow of this fire. Come to me, beckons the voice. The tunnel begins to widen now, and you can see a fire burning in a wide cavern deep within the cave. Its rounded, rough-hewn rock walls drip from stalactites hanging from the ceiling. You're deep, deep in the womb of the earth. The fire is warm and bright and comforting, built within a pit of rocks, carefully constructed what looks to be a long time ago. Above the fire stands a tripod, upon which hangs a large black cauldron. Come to me, says the voice, coming from within the cauldron. You step closer and look within the cauldron to see deep, swirling waters covered by a layer of steaming mist. Look within my depths to see your past. Look within me to see yourself more clearly, to see where you have come from, to see those who have come before, to see those who have mattered the most to you throughout your life. Those who have helped to shape you and to make you who you and what you are today. As you gaze into the roiling waters, the mist parts and visions begin to appear. You begin to see visions of the past swirling and ever-changing before you. Faces begin to appear, to change, to come and to disappear, only to be replaced by yet more faces. You see the faces of those you have loved the most throughout your life, of those who have influenced you. Some of these faces are of those you may have lost, but who will never be forgotten. Look into the depths of the cauldron and see those faces now. See the faces of your parents, your grandparents, your siblings, your children, your friends, your teachers and mentors, your lovers. Look at each of these faces and remember all of the good times you shared with each. remember all that these individuals have meant to you, the joy you've shared, the things they have taught you, the growth you've experienced together. Who do you see? What are they saying to you now? Watch these faces as they come and as they go. Remember each lesson learned. Recall each cherished memory. Eventually, the visions begin to fade, and the mist once again covers the liquid within the cauldron. Once again, you hear the now familiar voice. These are your memories. These are your ancestors. Remember them and cherish them always. Tonight, when you sleep, tonight, when you dream, return to me here. Return to once again commune with your ancestors. Return to relive your fondest memories, from which you may still have much to learn. Return and never forget that all of your ancestors have meant so much to you. Return and remember. But for now, awaken. With that, the voice begins to fade. The fire begins to dim and finally goes out. You are now surrounded in darkness, cocooned safely, deep within the earth. Now you begin to feel yourself rising. You feel yourself rising, floating up through the earth. Feel the cool, moist earth surround you as you rise, cleansing you, refreshing you, replenishing your spirit. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Now, open your eyes and find yourself back outside of the cave. It is dawn now and the sun is beginning to appear over the distant horizon. As the sun begins to rise, so too does your consciousness. Awaken now. Awaken now. Awaken now. Excellent. And hopefully you're back.
Wow.
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 Beautiful. Thank you, Davron. You made me cry in a good way.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, yeah. Well, the veil's the thinnest, guys. This is the time. Yeah. Wow. That was lovely. Thank you.
That was really nice.
Let's do a first round the circle. And this is just totally open. If you found a quote or if you wrote anything or whatever, if you'd like to talk about somebody who's passed on in this past year, or maybe a situation that's changed, you feel like you've lost something, you know, this is the time to bring it out and share.
Mm-hmm.
I'll start. Actually, Davron knows my sister person friend, Janet, died exactly a year ago. And, yeah, and that's something that it's like every day, it's just like the other people I've been so close to that, you know, my parents, lover, brother person, who've died. I mean, things happen all the time, and I wanted to tell them. And that's with her. And, you know, of course we know we can go ahead and talk to them, but it's just different. And adjusting to the fact that I can't just pick up the phone and call then and hear her response. You know, I have to listen more carefully now to hear responses. But she's the only person really close to me that I can think of right now that I lost this year.
Well, thank goodness.
Yeah.
I lost a very valued, deep personal friend and treasured mentor and colleague this year, who I've worked with for many, many years and who taught me a great deal of things. And my friend Don will be lost but never forgotten, and he helped shape my own and many other people's careers, and his memory will live on. We've even named an award after him to commemorate him.
It may seem a little overplayed, but there's a favorite piece I have that goes well at this time, the Mary Elizabeth Fry piece. Do not stand at my grave and weep. I am not there. I do not sleep. I am a thousand winds above. I am the diamond glint on snow. I am the sun. I'm ripe in grain. I am the gentle autumn rain. When you awaken in the morning hush, I am the swift uplifting rush of quiet birds and circled flight. I am the stars, soft stars that shine at night. Do not stand at my grave and cry. I am not there. I did not die.
Wow. I love that.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I love
that. That's beautiful, yeah. Well, let's see. I didn't lose anybody, but I've spent...
We're glad we didn't lose you.
Yeah.
You were close. But I spent the last year, starting from August of this year, backwards a year. And I've been selfish for that whole year. I've spent it trying to heal myself. And in March...
That's not selfish.
That's not selfish.
March of this year, part of me gave up, and they took my leg.
Oh, no.
It wasn't from diabetes or anything. It was a freaky fall. I fell and twisted my leg up underneath me, and it crushed the main artery going down the back. And so from August of last year until now, I've been fighting a personal battle with myself.
Mm-hmm. But you've been doing remarkably well through it. And this is the time to reflect on your, not just that which you've lost, but that which you've gained, that which you retain. It's good for you to learn lessons of that experience and to let that experience give you a new lease on life and to help shape you as you go forward. These things happen.
Just now was the first time I've admitted it to myself out openly.
Well, that's a good thing.
It's a good time for that, Mike.
I've been saying to everybody around, oh, it's okay, it needed to go.
Yep.
But that's not really how I felt, I guess.
Well, sometimes you have to be brave and, you know, fake it till you make it. But sometimes it's good, even if only to yourself, just to reflect on how you really feel. Sometimes you can't say how you really feel to everybody you encounter, but you always need to have a place, and to come to terms with that yourself is the beginning of a whole new layer and level of healing that I think you'll benefit from greatly in the coming months and year, and hopefully many, many years to come.
I had something that I had written, but I'll use that for the second go-round.
Okay.
I felt comfortable doing that here just now, because so far the only people that I've really been close to was the group that we had that was going in New York, and for a change, I didn't have the support of the group. But.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Well, you've always got my support, and you know how to get a hold of me anytime.
Yeah.
And mine. You know, even though we're living in three different states now,
all of us,
we're
all
together.
Connected. Yeah.
That's right.
But I think that, you know, Mike's always been used to being the nurturer, and it's been hard to admit that he needed nurturing, I think.
And the leader, and
We're all that way.
You always had to be strong for others. And
yes,
sometimes
yes.
when you're that type of person, it's very hard to admit,
yeah.
let alone to show any form of weakness. And yet,
yeah.
it's okay to do that. You
and
shouldn't
it's not
feel
really
guilty
a weakness.
For taking
I mean,
time to heal.
It's a strength
no.
when you can show it, really. But we're
absolutely.
Taught to think it's a weakness. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And you should show it, you know, on your sleeve. But to you again, to yourself, only to yourself, every once in a while, or to someone that you trust, you need to
yeah.
be able to vent and to talk about how you really feel. And it isn't selfish to take time to heal. So that's good.
No, no. No. Of all the adjectives I could think for Mike, selfish would never be one of them. So.
No, absolutely not.
So thank you, Mike, for sharing.
Yes,
yeah.
thank you very much for sharing with us.
Thank you.
Nick?
Yeah, well, Mike, I just met you, but I send you much love and light, and I haven't lost anyone this year, but I've had a lot of people around me lose people, and one that really shook me for some reason, a high school friend of mine who's about 44 years old, her husband died suddenly, and they have two kids, and I don't know, there was something about that just really rocked me. And so I seem to have an understanding about death. I have a very good relationship with my father who's on the other side. So I do understand the connection that nothing is ever dead and nothing is ever gone. So usually I have a very lighthearted way of looking at people have passed, that it's always for a good reason, and it's always right on path with our all of our plans. But for some reason that one, I think just because she just seemed to have this perfect little loving life, and to have that disrupted, which I know happens all the time. But sometimes, you know, I'm usually the healer, and then. When you're not sure what to do, how to find the good, the happy part of this, you know. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? So, anyway, but at the end of the day, it really is, I mean, in time, we all realize and recognize the strengths that come from any loss, and the strengths and the connections that we have with people on the other side, and since the veil is thin now, but is also getting much closer, the world's closer. I feel like we can all have this good energy towards embracing everything that life has to offer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think that's a very good lesson, too, is that sometimes death strikes suddenly and unexpectedly, as in the case of your friend. And for all the more reason, it's an excellent lesson to cherish every moment of life. Life does not end after death. Life continues on, but it is different. And this life here on the physical plane is something to be very much cherished too. We only get a brief time, this go around anyway, here in a physically incarnate form, and we really need to cherish it, because each and every one of us could go at any moment. Always remember that when you're talking to anyone who you love, that it could be the last time you ever see them, and try to treat each interaction accordingly, because you never know, and you always want to make sure they know how much they mean to you and how deeply you cherish your relationship with them and with this life.
Don't
there's
be afraid to tell people you love them.
Yeah.
I think that. You know, we save that up sometimes for people for quote-unquote special occasions or something. Like Dav Ron said, we never know. This may be the last time we talk to that person. Tell them you love them. Tell them how you feel.
And that brings the love so much more into our life all the time, and moment to moment all the time, with the love and the light. I mean, it's a message
absolutely.
That gives on many levels. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. If we all went about acting like that, imagine how nice the world would be.
Yeah.
Wow. How different it would be.
Yeah.
How different it would be.
Right.
On that note, I'd like to ask the circle tonight to send out a special healing, if everybody will, to my just a minute, my spiritual brother. Tomorrow, send him light. It's not necessary to know his name. But he's facing a physical crisis, and he's going into the hospital tomorrow to map it out and get it done, the kind of guy he is. And I know it's kind of nebulous, but please, everybody, send healing light and quick recovery to my spiritual brother this evening. Please.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's done.
You're quite right. You never know when it's the last moment or the last time you see somebody smile. You really
That's
don't
right.
know.
No.
You don't know.
I've lost something else this year, and I don't even really know how to explain. No one has died, but a relationship is going through a lot of changes. A friend of mine, I used to always say, you know, I hope you really find someone and fall in love sometime, because the friend had never really had that experience. And finally it happened. But now it's like everyone who was close has been relegated, which I think people do anyway. But it was one of those things I didn't expect.
Yep.
You know, because the person finally fell in love, which is wonderful,
mm-hmm.
and I'm so glad. And, you know, I like the partner. Everything is fine. But people who, like I said, were close, you know, we're having to establish a different kind of relationship now. And
right.
So that's a loss. And a challenge, an adventure, I guess, you know, we're supposed to look at it like that. But it still feels like a loss in many ways.
Well, the death of a relationship is in many ways the same as a death, or even a substantial change
yeah.
in the relationship.
Yeah.
The previous version of that person that you knew and loved has changed to the point where they're, you know, effectively in some ways dead in that form and fashion.
Oh,
but
yeah.
in that case, at least, there's always the chance that circumstances will change again, you know, new relationships.
Well, right, and the closeness is still there. It's just different. So,
because they're
yeah.
engaged in new activities with a new life and new people.
Exactly.
But then in time, maybe that will become settled in and circumstances could change back. So,
right.
You know, always
yeah.
keep those channels open and,
yeah.
you know,
it, life
be
is
understanding
exciting.
Where you can. It is, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
And maybe it's a good opportunity for you to forge new relationships, too.
Exactly. That's what I was, like, trying to look on the positive. So, yeah, that's in our next, Mike, you had something to read, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and I was just listening, and real quickly, that's what I was saying to you earlier, Ruthann, that the time for me to start making new friends. Thanks for that, Davron. And I was asked one day when I was in hospital, what was the difference between us old GIs and the so-called civilian population. And I said, the biggest difference is we live moment to moment instead of
mm-hmm.
hour to hour, which you guys use your day timers for. But anyway,
yeah.
what I had that I
yeah.
had written was that this Samhain, it's a very special. And according to which school of thought you believe, It was called a black moon because it's the second moon within a month. And tied along with it being Samhain, it makes that veil extra thin. And so it would give us more access to our ancestors. And in doing so, it also gives us a chance for releasing and removing all of the negative which binds us. So we can take this night not only to commune with the ancestors, but to also cleanse and release.
Yeah.
And become one with each other once again.
Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
We've all talked about things that were near to us that we may not have spoken before to anyone.
Right.
I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Well,
let's go around and talk, because after all, this is a Celtic New Year, too. I guess that was the thing that I forgot when I was going through the list. so let's talk about some positive things, some hopes for the future, some of the things that we look forward to happening on a personal level and maybe a global level. Gwen, do you want to start?
Certainly. First of all, I did release my old address last year, this last year. I have a brand new one. I'm very happy here. And for the new year, I'm very excited about the new energy coming in and the peacefulness here. I would also, because it's a time of such great transition, change, and uncertainty, I would send out a calming, very healing light to my country most especially, or our country most especially. Next week, about this time, let's hope everybody is good with everybody else and that things are not hard. Or troubled anywhere, that things go as they go, but people are peaceful and calm. And I would also like to see us all maintain good health and in good health, a good heart and a good mind, and share it with others. And always, always to remember kindness, big time, kindness.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Love it.
Well, let's see, a positive note and things to come.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I'm looking forward to with this coming year is to be able to do more rituals outside.
Yes.
And to say that, we were fortunate enough to be able to get a new camper, a new RV, last year.
Nice.
And camping out here in what they call the high desert, at night when the sun goes down behind the mountains and all that you can see is a dark sky lit, a dark starlit night. It looks like somebody had poked little pinholes in the sky. It's overwhelming, and it makes you actually realize how close you are and how far away you are as well. And the closeness being that you can share it with people, and one by one, a few of the folks that I've met out here, we've been able to get them out camping with us and been able to share that same sky, knowing that it's the same sky that you guys look up to at night And hopefully sometimes you'll look up at one of those big bright stars and go, hey, Mike's looking at us too.
So
we're reflecting off of that star. And I just wish that all the goodness that's there in our world could reflect off of the stars back to each person on the earth and just bring them a moment of joy. Because in some cases,
absolutely,
a moment is a lifetime.
Exactly.
That's right.
Ask anybody that's holding their breath.
Yeah.
That's true.
Very much.
Or my favorite analogy was, ask the guy who's in a boxing ring who's waiting for the last 30 seconds of that 3 minutes.
That's right, yeah.
So that's sort of like the 8 seconds when they're doing bull riding.
Yeah.
8 seconds? Oh, my goodness. That's a long time.
Those are rough seconds.
Perspective. Yeah.
I've done that, bull riding.
Ooh.
On the machine. I've done the machine.
Yes.
I used
Me
to be
too,
a big,
on a machine, never on a real bull.
Oh, no, that was, yeah, I used to watch PBR religiously back when bull riding and boxing were the sports that I followed. But that was then, and this is now. And however,
this is now.
Just for my animal-loving friends, also, I cheered for the bull. So, you know.
Yes, exactly. I always keep doing the bull fight. Well, I would say for this coming year, I have been so focused on career things, and I finally have some new staff that I'm hiring, and it should take a lot of my burden off, and it should allow me to get back to, yes, and it should allow me to get back to practicing more of my spirituality, and I like Mike's thoughts. I want to go to the high desert and do some rituals, and traveling, doing some traveling, so...
Yeah.
I'm hoping in the coming year to be able to get out more and enjoy the world and enjoy each and every one of the bright stars that I encounter, be they in the sky or be they the individuals that I meet along the way. And at this time, Samhain, it's a great time to think about that. It is New Year. It is the New Year's for many of us, and it's a time to make resolutions, and it's a time to think as we move forward into the coming year, what do we want to do? So, and I also agree with Gwen that I hope the upcoming elections go smoothly, and regardless of who you're supporting, that whoever selected ends up maintaining stability both here and improving stability in relations around the world, so that we can move towards the objective that is so long overdue of world peace, where we all begin to function as a single species and not as a collection of disconnected countries, entities, organizations, corporations, and individuals.
Right.
Love it.
Well, for those who are like-minded, come on out. Oberon's only 30 minutes up the road.
Really?
Wow, tell
him
I said hi.
Okay, Dave and I may join you next summer, huh, Dave?
Yeah, we may have to take a trip out there. I'm seeing it already.
Well, I might live in the city, but I'm lucky enough to have a big patch of sky that I can look at. So I look at the stars all the time. And so.
And the city has a whole different wonderful energy, too. I just love the city.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I miss that energy. But.
Yeah.
Well, Gwen, every time I look up at the stars, I'll wave to you.
Absolutely. We'll wave back.
That's nice. Nicole in New York City.
Yeah. But I love that idea. And I love the idea of shining, looking at a star and having the light shine down at somebody else that's looking at it. I just love that. Great way to spread the love.
Exactly.
Well, what am I excited for? I'm excited for launching my daughter's Vices blended spirit therapy line of
seven oils that Gwen and I have created. And,
you
know,
that's
exciting. I tell her all the time, yeah, how excited I am about it and how fun this process has been, telling her words, and she comes back with smells, which is super cool.
And where do we go to find out more about these oils?
SpiritTherapyNYC.com when they come out. Hopefully by the end of the year we'll be packaged and ready to go. So, so looking forward to that. And,
great.
And for the world, I would love to see a clarity of consciousness. There's so much energy and understanding that is so possible now, more than ever. And I know that and hear stories about people having spontaneous wake-up calls to themselves and their true heart. And so I wish for all those people waking up to find people that are like-minded quickly and easily, that your heart can feel connected with. And so we can all be the consciousness, even at the bare minimum, what we're capable of, really, really. So that's what I want for the world.
Fantastic.
Yeah. That's what I'm hoping. The election, I'm not too, you know, whatever. The president can only do so much.
Exactly.
I'm just hoping that people who have been really active in all these preceding months, that they continue and continue with their organizations or build more so that we never have the kind of mess we've had this year and for this election. And like Davron was talking about, we need to move toward this no boundary thing. We're all citizens of the world. And, you know, this is such a small planet in the whole scheme of things. We really have no excuse for not getting along with all of our brothers and sisters. So I hope we see, you know, some advances made in that area. And for myself, I don't know. I guess just more. I think I've got another radio show that's going to be launching in a few weeks on my station. So it's lots of radio work, but also, and I know I say this frequently, and then something comes along, whatever. By this time next year, and hold me to this, I will have a book published.
Ooh, that would be good.
That hold me to that.
Universal timing is always in charge.
But it's something that I've been just working on, you know, here and there and whatever, but it's time to get serious. So,
That's
congrats,
beautiful.
Ross.
So once again, we have almost used up our hour. Does anyone have anything they want to add before we do goodbyes?
Thank you guys for being there.
Oh,
hey,
wow.
We're always there for you. And you know where to find me and everyone else
us.
If you need us.
Yeah, and I started
this telling everyone before we went on air that I'd spend sowing with this splitting pineal gland headache. And really, I knew that ceremony always, you know, when you're feeling a little wonky or you've been through it or whatever, ceremony always makes you feel better. And I was like, I feel like it's going to do it. And it so did it. And I'm so happy to meet the two new guys. and the lovely two
like
ladies
works
that always
way.
Have my back. Yeah,
yeah,
I love
that's
it.
Fantastic.
So thank you. Thank you so much.
I do too. I'm so glad you guys are we're with us. That's good.
Yes.
So shall we do goodbyes then, starting with ancestors?
Absolutely.
Davron, you want to send my ancestors back? Or
Sure.
Tell them. Okay, however.
But just tell them thank you.
Yes, thank you to our beloved ancestors for all of your guidance, for your advice, for your inspiration, both when you were with us and now as you continue your journey. Thank you for empowering us and for guiding us this night. Thank you for communicating with us and for continuing to communicate with us now that the veil is at a historically thin level due to Samhain, as well as the black moon that we recently experienced. We will remember you always. We will treasure you always. Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Farewell.
Hail and farewell.
I thank the gods and the goddesses that came with us and are always with us and within us for communing in our beautiful circle today, and for always keeping us in balance within ourselves and within the world of our yin and yang, our giving and receiving, and so we can all flow together as one god and goddess together. Thank you for being with us. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be. Thank you to the guardians of the north, rulers of the elements of earth, for being with us this night, for empowering our rights. As the time of darkness falls upon us, rest well, replenish and rejuvenate your energies and your strength, that you may sustain us all in the coming season. As the cycle turns, so must all things change, live and die, to be reborn, to again, to regrow. All is one, and yet all individual. Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
I thank the Archangel Gabriel, and I thank the element of water and the Undine and all of that kinetic energy, that psychic energy that connects us in circles through the element of water. It's sustaining us, sustaining our planet, and empowering our water protectors out there in the world at large. Hail and farewell.
Hail.
Farewell.
I once again call upon the watchtowers of the South, the guardians of passion and fire. I want to thank you all for coming and helping us with our endeavors this evening, and wish you well on your journey. I bid you all hail and farewell.
Hail.
And farewell.
Air, we see so many signs of you. You're in the leaves blowing, and popcorn, and kites, and in the internet. When we hear flute music, we think of you. So as we close our ritual, we ask that you leave the windows just a bit ajar so that we can connect at any time with the gifts you bring. And thank you for the wisdom that you show us. And we say hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
We have less than a minute, and I want to thank everybody for coming on and joining us this evening. And though we don't have time to give everybody's call letters here, I do want to remember Davron Michael and Nicole Tomasini at Spirit Therapy and Mike Fenwick and Ruth Anna Marchiseo. Thank you, everybody, so much for making it such a wonderful circle.
Thank you. Gwendolyn Holden Berry on Facebook, daughtersofisis.com. Thanks,
Righteous
everybody,
blessings
so
all.
Much.
Thank
Have a blessed
you.
Night.
Blessings for all.
Any blessings?
Good night.
See you next time.
Next time.
See you.